Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Breaking it down like no other. This is the broadcast for November the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2016, hour one of two. It is the Wednesday after election night, and wow, do we got a barn burner broadcast for you. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. The checks and balance is absolutely brilliant and one of the great solutions. The people have had their will. Wow, despite the mainstream press, despite the vote fraud, despite criminal activity really running around everywhere, the people have had their say. And the establishment has absolutely taken a beating. Welcome to the broadcast. I've scrapped the recap for yesterday, partly because a lot of it was relating to the upcoming, which is now yesteryear. The fact is, Donald Trump, well, let's just put it this way. You're hired, is what they're saying. Trump elected as the 45th president of the United States of America. As of 2:42 a.m. Wednesday morning, Trump topped Hillary Clinton, 276 electoral votes to her 218. I'm sure the shellacking will even be better than that as time goes on. Trump wins in historic uprising. Republicans keep House. Republicans keep Senate. Republicans have the court and have an opportunity to put their nominees on the court, making sure that we have a constitutional court, hopefully going forward for the next several decades. President Trump will have, as I said, a Republican Senate, House, and Supreme Court, and White House. What more can you want? If that's not a political mandate, I don't know what is. Donald Trump will become the 45th president of the United States, even reports CNN. It's a historic victory for outsiders and an absolute repudiation of the insiders. The political establishment taking a beating, says CNN. Fed up with Washington, Trump's deplorable shakeup of the elite, writes Reuters News Service. Win or lose, Trump has emasculated the ruling class, Patrick J. Buchanan. I mean, it goes on and on. Huffington Post polls note they had for the last several months a note on every one of their stories that deemed Trump a racist. Now they yank that. They don't want to say that anymore, I'm sure. Vladimir Putin even called to congratulate. Well, I guess he congratulates Donald Trump on election win. I guess he didn't call. He just congratulated him in the news on the win. Wolf Blitzer melting down over at CNN. He can't even accept that Hillary already conceded to the Donald. Hillary, though, refusing to give her concession speech. She called Donald, so she conceded, but she didn't give the concession speech. She broke with tradition, walked away as a sore loser. She sends John Podesta to give speech in her place. John says, Hillary will talk to you tomorrow. Now, in Hillary's defense, she may be so sick, I mean physically, that she couldn't give the speech. So, you know, lay off Hillary a little bit. If you were super sick and about to die and you were headed for prison, you might not want to speak either. You know what I'm talking about? There you have it. That's a quick breakdown. Kirk Cosby, jump in. Your thoughts, then our guest.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
The Latinos are liking that, Kirk. You welcome them, too. That's what Donald said to do. He'll represent every citizen, Kirk.
All Americans. Yes, sir. I mean, you know. Hey, and, you know, I was just looking over an AP report, and as you said, you know, if Hillary's, I mean, there was a report, a couple of days ago where she was stumbling off the plane, having to have Bill help her to get into a car.
Yeah, you can't blame her after a long, disappointing election night. She's probably so sick she probably couldn't speak, Kurt. You can't help it.
I mean, just imagine if you do all that vote fraud and do all those things, you know, working with the media, and you're supposed to win. You know how? I mean, you know, you've made all these backroom deals and all this money coming in from all these places. You got more money than, well, I mean, you're supposed to win. I mean, you can imagine how disappointing that is, Sam, you know?
All I can tell you is, you know, so lay off Hillary a little bit.
Feel
you know what?
Sad about it.
She'll look good in stripes. And you know, we'll be very understanding as we toss her in the clink. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. Welcome back, my friend. Your thoughts?
Well, we have been spared a really fight for our life type of situation. Had Hillary Clinton won, I think she was serious as a heart attack, and as you were implying, that might have been hers rather than ours. But she was very much dedicated to destroying the American way of life, and in particular, the Second Amendment. She laid it out on the table. She actually wasn't holding that part of her communist agenda back. And so for that reason alone, I am extremely relieved that Donald Trump has won this election. It means that even though he's wrong on the no-fly list, and we're going to have to battle him on that, we do need this thing called due process, Donald. But, you know, he comes out of a New York City background, and due process isn't exactly something the folks in New York City are all that concerned about. They have a communist mayor, de Blasio, after all. That's kind of small change compared to what it would have been with Hillary Clinton. It would have been a full-out frontal attack on everything we believe, everything we have. It would have been a most desperate fight had she won.
Now, it's about who we get to surround Donald Trump, but it's about the influence we can have. But you know what? We can really push for constitutional carry across the country now, can't we, Larry?
That was one of the things that occurred to me this morning. We've got a dozen states where we already have constitutional carry. And there, even had this presidential election not been in the mix, we would have seen renewed pushes in January in various state legislatures where there had been pushes even last year and the year before. And now I think they're going to be buoyed by the Trump success, as they should be, hopefully will be, and begin pushing. Now, I think this means that we can hope that before the end of Trump's term of office, his first term, as it were, you and I might be able to see folks traveling to New York City with their concealed carry permit and on getting their luggage from baggage claim, going someplace discreet and getting the gun that they checked with their baggage as they flew, getting their gun out and sticking it under their coat, in their purse or whatever, so that they're able to
be safe again
about a dangerous city.
Yeah, so like they can be safe again. By the way, Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States, is a concealed carry permit holder, right?
Yeah, he's one of the 1,000-plus that managed to pay and buffalo and bull his way through the incredibly difficult procedures in New York City.
Well, hopefully he'll help make it easier by putting pressure on them, too.
Well, and, you know, maybe all these people from Utah with their Utah permits, which are sort of the gold standard of concealed carry, will be coming New York City or San Francisco, which is just about as bad. And, crime's going to go down. I that thought crossed my mind, my friend, that crime is very likely to go down as this concealed carry recognition measure.
And by the way, just to make this very clear for the mainstream press, that's true for all races.
Oh, heavens, it's probably going to benefit minorities even more than the rest because the whites and people with money generally have been able to endure the system, you know, like Donald Trump. It's the people that were not terribly well endowed with friends and money within the political system that just were told to forget about it.
And, hey, Scoop Stanton, you got a quick update for us? Scoop Stanton is in Washington, D.C. Hi, Scoop.
Good morning, Sam. Just three words. Genius never sleeps. It's now 9:18 in the morning here in the District of Columbia. I'm up about 3 o'clock in the morning, or I was watching Donald Trump speak, texting James Edwards, and texting a couple other people. So, but it's a great day here in Washington. Mrs. Scoop is actually devastated, but also a couple of things.
We'll pray for her.
The stock market, yeah, is taking a dive because guess what? All those factories that make goods overseas, ship them over here. They're now going to come back over here, and gold is going through the roof.
Yeah, gold's up, ladies and gentlemen. The stock market's down. You know, hey, less violence if you go downtown. That's going to be good news. Larry Pratt with us, gunowners.org, Scoop on your radio, Sam and Kurt in the round table. Trump's your 45th president, ladies and gentlemen.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke, and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking, and I've, like, tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking, because my mom sends those things out. And she's, like, sitting here folding them up, and I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, well, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong, and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Cosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, when Rachel Maddow found out that Hillary was getting canned and that Donald was going to take the cake, she absolutely melted down on air. All these conservative websites are running around going, what a delicious delight. Crazy stuff everywhere, folks. Scoop, final wrap-up.
Well, it's amazing. It's... You know, we're up all hours of the night doing a great broadcast last night into this morning. I turned into Liberty News Radio, and guess what? There's Sam, there's Kurt, and Larry Pratt. But it's a great day in America. It's morning in America once again. And Sam, you called it, and Sean Bergen called it, because Donald Trump went after the white working class, and they came out in droves, just as Sean said it. But the GOP needs to wake up. Last night I was at GOP headquarters, and nothing but elitist people who never worked a day in their life, they looked at me like I was like the worse than Hitler. Yeah, I didn't have a three-piece suit on. My hair wasn't combed properly. I didn't have one of these beards that all these hipsters will walk around with. But I said, my name is Peter Stanton with Liberty News Radio. Would anybody like to say anything? And nobody ever had no comment. I said, listen, I'm not part of mainstream media. I'm not part of the gotcha media. I said, me and my crew endorsed Trump since June of last year. So I think they'd rather have either Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio or some other loser, but to say, all right, Trump's a guy. We got to go with the guy. So, you know, yay, you know, hooray for Trump. But the GOP needs to wake up. This
You're right. We'll talk about that for the next couple hours. Thanks, Scoop.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, there he goes, Larry Pratt with us, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby. Now, I want to set the record straight a little bit. Over the last several weeks, I've changed my mind and said, hey, I don't think Hillary will win. I think Donald Trump will win. From the beginning, I've said, hey, you know, the vote fraud, the criminal activity by Hillary, I'm afraid she's above the law. And barring that, if the people have their say, Trump will win. But the people that were really right from the beginning, believe it or not, Kirk Crosby, James Edwards, and Matt Drudge were right all along, Kurt. You said that from the beginning.
Well, yeah, it's a, you know, at least to me, it seemed like a simple situation. You basically had, you know, a revisit of what Bill Clinton did back in the 90s, where he, you know, kept saying, hey, it's the economy, stupid. And in this case, Trump didn't say it that way, but he did, you know, go after the whole illegal immigration thing,
yes,
the, you know, companies heading overseas, which basically is the same kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's
he clearly talked about the jobs,
you know,
that were getting ripped off.
And that's what brought people out, I believe.
I think
you're
right.
And there's a lot of good issues there.
Rachel Maddow melts down, as I mentioned. Wolf Blitzer can't even believe it. He doesn't even believe his on-air talent when they say, oh, yeah, Hillary conceded. She just called the Donald. And Wolf's like, no, come on. He can't even accept the fact that Hillary has conceded to the Donald. Russian President Vladimir Putin already saying, hey, let's work on being friends. Let's be kind to one another. You know, a lot of people would say, oh, that just means Donald's in bed with the Russians. See, I don't think so. I think it's an appropriate, you know, why do we want to escalate and go to war? I think it's a good sign that, you know what, people are willing to be peaceful, Larry Pratt.
Well, some are. Some people are willing to be peaceful. Others, not so much. But then that's why Gun Owners of America exists and why we have been so consistent in our advocacy.
But, I mean, Hillary was ready to attack Russia almost.
She was.
She's crazy.
Because she doesn't have any idea. What is, you know, if she knew anything about Putin, you could start with the name his mama gave him. Vladimir, it means rule the world, world power. That's what his name means. This is a guy who's doing everything he can to live up to his name. And for her to think that she can come in with her Saul Alinsky, what would I say, Ivy League communism, I'm sorry, ma'am, but that ain't going to cut it. This guy is a tough hombre, and you ain't.
And I'm not necessarily saying, hey, we want this guy to be our best friend. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying we want to capitulate to him, but I am saying, you know what, let's be George Washington-esque. Let's avoid foreign entanglements. Let's walk with a big, you know, a big stick. Let's be kind, and let's just set the standard, but not agitate, right?
I think Putin will get the message that if he sees there's a new sheriff in town and you don't push Donald Trump around, and if there's anything that might come out of this election, it could be that. Then, yeah, I think Putin will say, well, maybe we'd better talk with the comrade in Washington, you know. So I think it's going to be very helpful that he has respect. And I don't think he would have had respect for Hillary Clinton.
I don't know anybody.
By the way, Larry, that I think that was pretty good Russian there. I mean, I thought that was pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, it's about as good as my Spanish. Hey, by the way, now I find this fascinating. Let me just tell you, I just told you that Kirk Cosby, James Edwards, and Matt Drudge were right all along. They were predicting a Trump win long ago at the very beginning. And I agreed with them and prayed for that to be the case, but I also knew that vote fraud and criminal activity is pretty hard to shut down sometimes.
And it existed yesterday.
Yes, it did. But we still won. But here's the interesting thing. Nobody predicted this, said Chris Matthews on MSNBC. What planet is he on? The new media has taken center stage, Larry.
I wasn't making predictions, but I did go on record at least very uncourageously at the office and a few talk shows, saying, you know, I think it's possible that when this is over, we're going to look at the Trump election as of west side of the Atlantic version of Brexit. The pollsters, once again, have egg on their face. Once again, they were not able to con us into going the direction they thought was best for us. We just didn't play along. And that's indeed what has happened. You could call Donald Trump Donald Brexit. I think the phenomenon that has them so stunned is that the people continue to tell the pollsters and the media, we don't believe you. We just know that you're so full of lies that it's really hardly worth our time at all. And, when I see Bill Kristol lamenting this election outcome and how he's proud to have gone down gone down with the ship with the Never Trumpers, okay, bye-bye. If I can't even throw you a life raft, then bye-bye.
Now, as you know, Megyn Kelly hates the Donald. But Megyn Kelly says, quote, if Mr. Trump wins, the pollsters were dead wrong. Their predictions were not worth the paper they were printed on.
Hello.
She asked her colleagues, quote, can you tell me if the polling industry is effectively done? Megan, maybe you're starting to get it. She's probably listening to Liberty Roundtable, huh, Larry?
Well, she may get a report on it. That's at least possible. Now, Sam, one of the things that I think it'll be up to us. I don't think it's going to happen by itself. Seldom does anything happen that way anyway. But this gives us the great moment in history to undo the communization of medicine in America imposed on us by that Chicago communist, Barack Obama. It is time to say bye-bye to Obamacare. It is time to tell the Republican Party, don't tell us what you're going to replace it with. You can talk about that later. Right now, we want you to go and take it apart.
Repeal. All right, Kirk Cosby, Sam Bushman, Larry Pratt coming back. I got some delicious news, too, to tell you about. This is nifty. Hang on. Liberty Roundtable Live, gunowners.org.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg. To the surprise of nobody paying attention to the race, Nicaragua's socialist president Daniel Ortega won a third consecutive term in an election described by the opposition as the most rigged contest in the four decades since the Sandinista leader first came to power. In a move suggesting dynastic ambitions, Ortega's vice presidential candidate was his wife, Rosario Murillo. Their children and in-laws likewise control many key positions in the government and in state-sanctioned business entities. In order to stand for election, Ortega arranged for the courts to bypass a constitutional provision forbidding him to seek a third consecutive term. He then effectively seized control of the chief opposition party. The Guardian of London recalls that in July, Nicaragua's Supreme Electoral Council, in effect, decimated the opposition by ousting Eduardo Montalegre as leader of the main opposition party, the Independent Liberation Party, or PLI, and then suspending almost all its members for refusing to recognize a new party leader named as head of the opposition by the Supreme Court. Among those concerned about Ortega's consolidation of power is his stepdaughter, Zoilamerica Navarez Morillo, who has accused the man who may become Nicaragua's ruler for life of sexually abusing her for several years, beginning when she was 9 years old. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to libertynewsdaily.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, I hope Donald Trump makes good on his promise to absolutely abolish Obamacare. I hope he also really thinks of Hillary for prison now that she's certainly not president. And most importantly, we were sitting around right after I got off the air last night with our big old long broadcast. Kurt Cosby, Larry Pratt were involved as well. And I got done and my family says, hey, man, you want to go to In-N-Out Burger and celebrate? I'm like, yeah. And so we're driving and my wife says, you know, I think In-N-Out Burger is a perfect historical reality for election 2016. You know, In-N-Out Burger, Donald's in, Hillary's out. And so we went and celebrated, folks. It was phenomenal. And nothing like a good old American hamburger to celebrate Hillary hitting the highway. Wow.
Let's include in that, Sam, I want to be, I don't mind being called a broken record. Let's insist that one of the very first things that's done is to put a piece of legislation on President Trump's desk within, they could if they wanted to, within a week, repealing with no ifs, ands, or buts, worry about what you're going to replace it with later, repealing lock, stock, and barrel, everything about the anti-gun Obamacare.
Now, by the way, we've got the presidency, we've got the House, we've got the Senate, we've got the Supreme Court, we've got more state governors than we've ever had. If the Republicans do not deliver this time, they will seal their fate in the negative for literally our whole lifetimes, Larry.
It could be devastating if they don't make a real run at this. And instead of finally, that's the wrong way to start the sentence, they should finally look at fighting the Democrats with the same vigor that the McCains and the Romneys have fought within the Republican Party against fellow Republicans.
No question. That's to say the least. Now, by the way, several quick little tidbits. Dozens of celebrities vowed to leave the United States to literally move away, to deport themselves, if you will.
Sam, I
can't. And
I
heard won the White House. I say, bring it on, Kurt. You want to help him?
There's
back?
An official, there's an unofficial report that says Trump is going to use his plane.
Oh, that's
to
phenomenal.
Haul. Yeah, I made that up, but all I'm saying is that's unofficial. You
nothing know. Like a presidential valet, right?
I'd be happy, even though he's a billionaire, I'd be happy to contribute $100
I'm in.
for that plane to get them out of here. And maybe some place where their ideas are fully being developed, like Cuba,
Venezuela.
Yeah, they say that anywhere from Canada to Jupiter, you know, depending on the celebrity.
So, yeah, if it's really that bad here, guys, we don't wish you any ill, but here's your one-way ticket. Bye-bye.
As my old friend Jerry Hughes said, you know what? Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. See you later. Now, by the way, are all these entertainers going to keep their promise?
No, of course.
To leave America now that Trump's president? I sure pray so, but doubt it, right?
No, they're Democrats. Of course they're not going to keep their promise. But we can at least enjoy laughing at them. We can hopefully see their box office receipts decline so that we realize that we're no longer going to their movies and concerts and thus contributing indirectly through their contributions to the side that's been fighting us all along. This could have some real ripple effects down the line. But we have got to, and I know you're not going to let me back on because I keep talking about it, but we have got to tell the Republicans, okay, we know you don't know what to do, but we do. Get rid of Obamacare. No ifs, ands, or buts. No, it's raining. No, nothing else. Get rid of Obamacare.
All right. Now, the inauguration is going to be incredible, Larry. I'm going to do my best to be in Washington, D.C. for the event. Hopefully we can hook up there and do some great things. We're working on a CSPOA event to dovetail with that inauguration and more. So stay tuned, my friend, for some good stuff to come out of the CSPOA and Liberty News Radio. Now, by the way, we reported last week all these government officials were just panicking if the Donald won. And I wrote the headline, best news ever, 27% of federal employees just might quit if Donald Trump is elected. And I thought, what a great way to scale back the bloated size of government. 27% of them are willing to just walk.
Sam, you know that is just bluster.
I know it is, but you know what? I think Donald should say, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pare it back 27%. Which one of you guys are leaving?
We could even have a lottery, and the lucky
great
one
point.
Keep his word. No.
Or what we could do is all the ones that were outspoken against the Donald of that hostility can just say, you know what, we agree with you, and we
don't want you in a hostile work environment. So
absolutely, our HR department has granted your wish. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got that huge list of the non-essential government employees. They've been talking about that forever. I mean, you know, when we'd have these, so-called shutdowns, hey,
this election as a big snowstorm.
Yeah, amen. You guys will be
blizzard.
On permanent furlough. Why? Because we love you.
Narnia. We'll never get rid of the snow because we're getting rid of all of you unessential guys.
Any of you who want to join your favorite actor or actress in the country of your choice, we give you a one-way severance.
Bye-bye.
Now, we need to really work on Obamacare and absolutely, completely, 100% abolish it. There's no doubt about it. I concur. There's several other things we need to do, in my mind, immediately as well. The problem is, it's like, where do you start? And one of the biggest things I would do is start by getting serious about lowering taxes, Larry Pratt.
That would have a tremendously helpful effect, as well as one of the things that Trump should consider is getting an ointment for his joints and start signing like crazy, repealing maybe 99.9% of the executive orders of President Obama. Undo all of his unilateral, unconstitutional legislative damage done.
Yeah, and he'll have to go back like 100 years, you know.
Well, if we just, you know, just for partisan purposes.
Let's make America great again, huh?
Oh, man.
Just kept it to the Obama administration.
Now, I want to be very clear about this, though. We still have a lame duck session that we've got to absolutely be crazy vigilant on because, you know what, Barack and team are going to try to just absolutely you know, nail us to the wall on whatever they can before they leave. I mean, the last go-round when the Democrats left, they ripped all the W's off the keyboard, created a bunch of vandalism. That's nothing compared to what we're going to see this time. You got Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Madonna, who's now not going to keep her promise. She was supposed to perform oral sex on everybody who voted for Hillary, but she's now reneging on that. So that's just what you're going to see. But what we're seeing, though, is, hey, if we're not very careful, we're going to have a crisis between now and inauguration, right?
Well, it could be, and I just hope that this election was enough of a Brexit, was enough of a surprise, was enough of a repudiation, that there would be those like Senator Cruz in the Senate and others in the Congress who will say, hey, wait a minute, you realize we just had an election? We can't legislate anything at all in that direction. And if the president wants to write another executive order, just say, just add that to the list here of the ones that we're going to repeal anyway in 6 weeks.
Good point. Now, one thing that I find fascinating about this is Barack has already invited Donald to the White House, Kurt.
Yeah, they're going to have.
And you find that unusual? They said he's supposed to show up on Thursday.
It's unusual that they would do these things so quickly, I think. Yeah, usually if it was somebody going out, they'd kind of delay on that a little bit or whatever.
We got to bust up things and stuff like that before the other guys show up, you know, take the W's off.
I'm sure that Trump will have finished most of his day because the meeting, I don't think, will be until 10 o'clock in the morning or later. And that's about the time Obama comes down for breakfast.
Well, he's going to have breakfast. Brexit for breakfast this time. It's just amazing. Now, there's several things, though. In California now, recreational marijuana going on. Everybody just gets stoned and run around. I'm not really for that because what I really see is that government wants to profit on immorality, drug use for recreation, gambling. It never goes well with that stuff, Larry.
No, it doesn't. On the other hand, if we can somehow encourage that kind of a substance abuse to be limited mostly to the ruling class, to the bureaucrats, to the California Assembly, that would give the rest of the state a chance to recuperate. You know, if you can just keep...
Yeah, just send all the elites out. Hey, why don't you guys just go over here in the corner? We'll put you in the smoking room like at the airport. You guys can all get high and we'll fix the country, okay?
That's exactly right. Have a nice day. Did you run out of pot here? We'll send you some more. Go. Keep the door closed.
I got another piece of good news. Carbon tax measure goes down in flames in Washington State. Residents decisively reject what could have been the first tax on carbon dioxide. I'll tell you details in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
If you're living under a rock and you haven't heard the American people play the Trump card against Hillary, wow, she's taking a hike if she doesn't go to prison. Ladies and gentlemen, carbon tax measure got defeated in Washington state. They were trying to create a carbon tax measure to tax CO2. Believe it or not, the people rejected it there. That's great news. But they're like-minded with Donald Trump as well, because the headline from Donald Trump, quote, "We will cancel global warming payments to the United Nations." What do you think of that, Larry?
That is welcome to hear. That is really excellent, because global warming has been one of the, like Obamacare, it's been one of the ways that the elite was hoping they could impose their view of America on us, overriding the Constitution, overriding the right to keep and bear arms. The United Nations is a radically anti-self-defense, anti-gun organization, as is the Obama administration. And yes, the defeat of Obama, I think, also means to the UN, probably doesn't mean we're going to cancel their lease up there on the Hudson River.
Although we ought to do that, too.
I've always thought that Marriott or Hilton or somebody ought to manage that building, but not the United Nations. But at least we now don't have to worry about them spreading their tentacles quite as brazenly as they have been. And that's so encouraging. We've been given a chance. Now, like I mentioned earlier, this doesn't mean that the battle is over. But we have now been given an opportunity to really fight to meaningfully regain lost liberty. It's not going to happen by itself. Donald Trump isn't going to have a magic wand, nor would I think he has such an agenda. I don't think this is, you know, he's been a businessman. This is not, this is kind of all new to him. He's learning on the job. I kind of like the way he's been learning. And this man who's been very proud and very full of himself for many years said a couple of weeks ago that what he needed was prayer. And when I heard him say that, I thought something has been happening with him. Maybe it was the selection of Mike Pence. But even the selection of Mike Pence was an unexpected blessing, as far as I was concerned. The governor of Indiana, former congressman that we got to know fairly well here in Washington, and now, of course, vice president, these have all been very encouraging signs. And when Donald Trump says we need prayer, whoa, I would say it got pretty chilly down in hell.
And, you know, the interesting thing about that is, you know, it doesn't matter sometimes where you came from. It matters where you are and where you're going. And I don't mean to just say that we just ignore everything where somebody's from, but what I am saying is if you believe in Christ, there is repentance, there is change, there is hope, there is opportunity, there's an opportunity to see the light. And boy, when the politicians feel the heat, they do see the light. So that's one big hope, too.
It should encourage all of us. Just, you know, the Donald Trump election was the Brexit vote in America. And just like in Europe and in England, one vote isn't going to determine it. Now there's going to be plenty of people on the other side, in the media, liberal politicians, Republicans as well as Democrats, that are going to be, even now, probably already concluded their first meetings, how to undermine what just happened. So the battle hasn't been won, it's been joined. But at least now we got some guns fighting over our shoulder and not pointing at our bellies.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt, you want to add to any of this?
You know, I don't really know what to say. Just looking at the different reports.
Is Hillary going to prison, you think, Kurt?
Well, you know, what I'll bet happens is somehow, I mean, because you got Obama who can certainly pardon her in a big way. Just basically give her a blank pardon sheet. Then, as the way I understand that, it means there's no way you can really, outdo the president's pardons, as far as I know.
Right. I think that's true. And while I would personally like to see her ground under politically, that probably is the best way to handle it, just as long as she is politically dead meat, so that her views are radioactive, so that nobody wants to go back to where she was, because they'll realize, ooh, that's a political owie, don't want that.
Yeah, but we've turned them into billionaires, and we're still on the taxpayers' expense writing checks to Bill, so we got to do something more than that, and time will tell what we can do. Couple of quick things. In Utah, Republican Governor Gary Herbert got reelected. I guess Eric Greitens, I think is how you say his name. Greitens. He's the new governor of Missouri. So now they have a Republican governor. Vermont Republican. Now, Vermont's really liberal, but they got a Republican governor. It was used to be their lieutenant governor. Phil Scott is now elected. You got Lieutenant Governor Eric Holcomb, a Republican, won the governor's seat in Indiana. We've got a lot of support now. If we want to push for states' rights, if we want to push to get the federal government out of our lives, if we want to nullify now, we have never had a better time in our lifetimes, Kurt Crosby.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let's take that phrase, let's make America great again. Let's just work on that. Man, we got lots to do.
Now, a lot of people are saying, you know what, it's great that Donald beat Hillary because in a binary discussion, Donald's way better than Hillary, and I concur with that. However, many people say, and I agree again, Larry, I want you to respond to this, that, you know what, we've still got a lot of fight on our hands. There's a lot that Donald doesn't know. There's a lot of missteps that he's already made. There's a lot of things that he's kind of saying that we shake our head at, and hopefully we can surround him with the right people and get him trending in the right direction. One of the things we need to do is get, I mean, if you can get an appointment with Donald to talk about our right to keep and bear arms, that it's a sacred right of self-defense that even supersedes our right to bear arms. But our right to bear arms was the best way the founders could see to codify that unalienable God-given right of self-defense. We could really help Donald understand something critical.
Yeah, I think he's open to a lot of the messages from constitutional conservatives. And so I'm hopeful that this guy's a work in progress, because that's what it's looked like during the campaign, frankly. It's been uneven progress in some places, much more so than others. But all the same, this is not the same, it doesn't appear to be the same Donald Trump that began his campaign, what, a year and a half ago or so? And I think that's encouraging that a guy that has as much money and privilege as he's had all his life nevertheless seems to be be able to hear what others are saying, and I put it to good use. Probably a very encouraging sign. Let's just continue to communicate with the Republican Party of your state and let them know, okay, these are the things that we hope you're going to be lobbying for. Give us a progress report on how it's going. This is not the time to go home. This is the time to redouble the fight. That may sound tiring. We just won. Well, we won a battle, and we won a very important battle, and thank God we didn't lose it. It would have been devastating had we lost it. But we haven't devastated the other side yet. They still own the bureaucracy. They still own the media. They're going to continue to put the screws on hardworking small businessmen and people that run bakeries that don't want to say "I love queers" on the stuff on the top of their cakes and things of that sort. There's still going to be that kind of thing going on, and we're going to have to come alongside people in these battles. I would hope we take courage and realize that it's more likely that we will win these battles, but they must be fought.
And we need to really send a message to the people. Maybe a petition is the way to go. We really need to send a clear message to the Republicans. You know what? You've talked about delivering to the freshman Republican Revolution back in the 90s. With Newt Gingrich and crew, it was a failure. Now Donald's recreated the contract with America in that spirit. We gave you control of the House and the Senate several years ago, and you failed again. You better deliver this time, though. You better get your act together when it comes to pro-life, when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms, when it comes to states' rights and property rights and shutting down the government's 3-4-letter unconstitutional agencies. You better repeal Obamacare. You better lower taxes. You better reduce the regulations that you promised to do. No more fake promises this time, folks. You need to absolutely deliver. And this is your only chance to control the Supreme Court in a way that's meaningful and protects the supreme law of the land. You got to get it done yesterday. We need to unequivocally make that point so hard they'll never forget it, Larry.
Yes, and we got to keep making it until the job gets done, and that can be years.
Amen to that. Thank you, sir. Godspeed. We'll talk soon. There goes Larry Pratt, gun owners. Kurt, last 10 seconds are yours, sir.
Well, God bless America, and let's make America great again.
We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore our grand old republic. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Get involved today. This nation shall endure.